Hallelujah. Dear Father in heaven, we come before your throne of grace tonight, my God. Father, we are here so that you can do what you want within our lives. We commit ourselves unto you. And we call upon the Spirit of God to have His ways, His way in our midst, my God, in our lives. Let Him do what He wishes within our lives. We are here for you. Come and do your will for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Yesterday, remember I started at top, I gave you a request or a homework of examining yourself. That's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, that we have to examine ourselves. Then yesterday I told you that you have to examine yourself. It's not bad to examine yourself. There are certain things which are hidden within us. We are so good in judging other people, pinpointing other people, but we don't pinpoint ourselves. We are so good to examine other people, the way how they do their things, but we don't examine ourselves. Therefore, God is calling us to examine ourselves too. Instead of judging so and so and the other one and the other one, and you forget about yourself. Therefore, it's very important to examine yourself. Then yesterday, I told you that you have to examine yourself. Find out everything which is within you. Put it down. Today we are going to deal with it. Is that clear? Now, let's stand with me in 1 Corinthians. I think we are going to repeat that chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 10 to 12.
1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 12. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
What's over there? You hear? The Bible says here, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yet the deeper things of God. Yesterday I told you that when you are searching yourself, ask the Spirit of God to be with you. If He's able to search all the deeper things of God, therefore He's able even to search the deeper things within you. To point out, I told you yesterday that He's the one who leads us into the place of repentance. He's the one who convicts us of our sins. He's the one who reveals everything which is hidden within us, so that we can repent and walk right with God. Or we put things right with God. Now, if you don't give Him opportunity, or you allow Him to flow within you and do that, it's very difficult for you to go to the place of repenting. The Bible went on saying, let's jump to verse 12, it says that we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God. That means there's two types of spirits. There's a Spirit of God, and there's the Spirit of the world. The Bible said that we did not receive the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God. That means we must have the Spirit of God, not the Spirit of the world. But when you find the way how we do things in our life, in personal life, in our families, even in the ministry, in some of the ministry, you see that there is a spirit of the world which is operating, not the spirit of God. Now that's why yesterday we had to examine ourselves. Do we really have the spirit of God or the spirit of the world? The spirit of the world is the author of pride. Pride is the spirit of the world is the author of pride. The spirit of God is the author of obedience. When you have the spirit of God, you have to be obedient. You submit to your God. You submit into the word of God. But the spirit of the world cannot allow you to submit. He's the author of pride. The spirit of the world is the author of confusion and judgment. When you are operating under the spirit of the world, you have to judge all the time. You have to condemn everybody. He's the author of controlling. You find a man controlling the entire family, controlling the wife, controlling the children, controlling everybody, because that is the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world it cannot allow you to be taught. You become unteachable. You don't reason. You become rebellious. That is the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world causes divisions within the family, within the children, within the ministry. That's the spirit of the world. You find that some families are already separated. That's why we have divorces. Why? Because of the spirit of the world. That's why we have children who are rebellious, because of the spirit of the world. Although they grow up in the Christian families, but they are rebellious because they are controlled by the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world does not allow you to read the Bible and submit unto it. Even the spirit of the world does not even give you time to read the word of God. The spirit of the world does not even allow you to sit down and listen to God and follow what He says. That's the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world does not allow you to change or to realize your mistakes. The spirit of the world will cause you to see the mistakes of other people minus your mistakes. We have so good people. They are so good in seeing the mistakes of their husbands. They are so good in seeing the mistakes of their wives. But they don't see their mistakes, because they are controlled by the spirit of the world. They judge one another. You are the one who has done that. You are the one. 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 No submissive. Nobody can submit to one another because of the spirit of the world. That's what is going on within our lives. That's what is going on, not even within the ministry. You find leaders, we control people. We don't give them a chance of deciding or do what they are supposed to do, but we control them. We rule over them. That's the spirit of the world. That's why you see that even the churches, we don't talk about the repenting, we don't talk about the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the spirit of the world will never allow you to repent. It will never. First of all, you have pride. Even if you realize your mistake, because of pride, you don't want to submit. If really you are a man in a home, and you have done a mistake, you realize your mistake, but because of pride, you don't want to submit to your wife to say sorry. Because you feel you are boss, there's no need why you are saying sorry. There's no need why you are saying forgive me. That is the spirit of the world. Now, today, we want to find out all the things which you put down. If they are operating under the spirit of the world, it is you to deny them. It is to you to refuse them from your life. God cannot pull it out unless you deny them. God cannot come and force himself to pull out pride out of you unless you are submit and you deny it, then God will come in to assist you. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, we are starting from verse 5.
Romans 8, verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
First of them. You hear? For they that after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Pride is one of the flesh. When you cannot submit, that is another things of the flesh. Flesh, you mind about yourself, you don't mind about others. You mind about you, me all the time. You want everybody to take care of you, to love on you. You don't want to love other people. You don't want to take care of other people. You want everybody. You want to attract all the attentions of other people on you. That is fresh. You don't mind other people, whether they're doing good or they are doing bad. You don't mind about them. You don't care about them. When he's a husband in a home, he wants everybody. He's all the attention of the other people on him. But he's not mindful about a wife. He minds about himself. That is the spirit. That is the flesh. The flesh does not mind to other people. Flesh does not submit. Flesh does not change. The Bible says that those who are after the flesh, they do mind things of the flesh. But they that after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. They mind about the Word of God. They submit to the Word of God. They live a life of changing. They change every day. They repent to one another. They mind about one another. Because the Holy Spirit will lead them to the right place of repenting, of changing, of walking right with God. Today, why people, they are not walking right with God in the churches? Because the Spirit of God, who can lead them to walk right with God, is out of the church. He's out of our system. We have our own system. This is the way how we do our things. This is the way how we do our things. You don't allow the Holy Spirit to come and do what he wants, because you are after the flesh. You mind the things of the flesh. Verse 6.
Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
God bless you. Here. For to be carnal minded is death. The spirit of the world will never give you life. But the Spirit of God gives life. The spirit of the world will never give you peace. That's why you find some people, they have hanged themselves. That's why you find some people, they don't understand what's going on within their life. They don't have peace. They might have everything what they need. They need money, food, cars and houses. But inside them, they are not settled. Because things cannot give peace. Money cannot give you peace. Riches and houses cannot give you peace. But the one who gives peace is the Spirit of God who dwells within you. You can have peace without money. You can have peace without all the riches. But you can have everything minus peace within you. You enter into your bed, you spend the night without sleeping because you don't have peace. They give you food, you cannot even eat it because you don't have peace. When you are driving, you can miss even your exit because you don't have peace. You are worried. You find yourself, you have gone away. You have overpassed your exit. What is wrong? Where am I going? You are gone because you don't have peace within you. You can even miss your home. Because you have a lot of thoughts. You don't know what's going on. You don't understand yourself. Why? Because you are lacking peace. And when you don't have that peace within you, that is the, that's one of the signs that you may be controlled by the spirit of the world. Because the spirit of the world cannot give you peace. You cannot give what you don't have. The spirit of the world does not have peace, does not have life. It cannot give you life, it cannot give you peace. Now he said that if you are carnal minded, that is death. Spiritually you die. No peace. No joy. You never, you know, believe in yourself. You doubt in yourself. You think that everybody hates you. You think that everybody does not like you. Because that is the spirit of world controlling you. The spirit of flesh controlling you. But when you have the spirit of God, the Bible says you have life and peace. And remember, the Bible says the kingdom of God is not food, is not drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That means when you have the spirit of God within you, you have righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. But when you walk after the flesh, you never have them. Now hear me. When we walk, we are minded, when we walk after the flesh, we start putting up even our own righteousness. Not God's righteousness, but our own righteousness. The way how we make up our Christianity. And we think that we can do better than the Spirit of God. Verse 7.
Romans 8:7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
You hear? For the being carnal minded, you become an enemy to God. It's very bad to become an enemy of God, because God has one enemy, that is the devil. That is his enemy. Now when you decide to join the devil in order also to become the enemy, let me tell you, you cannot overcome God. Now when you decide to follow, to be carnal minded, you are crossing over to the side of the devil to fight God. And you cannot fight God, and God is not there to fight you. He loves you. He loves you, that's why we sinned, even the devil sinned. God judged the devil. He sent Jesus to come and save us. He did not send Jesus to come and die for the devil. He sent Jesus to come and die for us. All of us, we sinned. The devil sinned also. We sinned, but he came for us because he loves us. And when he was creating, he created you in his image, not the devil. Therefore, before him, you are very special before him. He loves you. But when you decide to follow the flesh, then you become his enemy. But remember, it is your choice, not his choice. His choice is you to be on his side. His choice is you to follow him. But your choice, you have decided, so no, I'm not following the Spirit of God, I'm following flesh. I'm not submitting the Spirit of God, I'm submitting the Spirit of the world. Then you become the enemy. Why? The Bible said that when you are carnal minded, you cannot even submit to the laws of God. That, in other words, you are not teachable. You become rebellious. You don't change. You don't submit to anybody. You don't submit to the word of God. Because if you cannot submit to the word of God, then you cannot submit to anybody. Here I said that you cannot, it cannot even submit to the laws of God. In other words, it cannot submit to the word of God. Now, if you cannot submit to the word of God, then it's very difficult to submit to anybody. Is that clear? Because you are led by flesh, because you are read by the spirit of the world. That's why some leaders, they are facing this in churches. They have rebellious people. They are not submissive. They don't listen to them. Why? Because they kicked out the one who can cause those people to submit. They have not given him the chance. They have their way of doing things. Then, because they are all way of doing things, and the Spirit of God who can lead people into repentance, he's out of the ministry, he's out of the church, then people, they rebel. Now today, what are we going to do? I know that you did a good work of examining yourself. And I know that even the Spirit of God assisted you to find out things which you have been operating in. Today you are going to decide, it's your choice, either to stay under the spirit of the world or to deny it. It's you to say that, no, I'm going to submit to the spirit of the world. And it's your choice to say, no, from today, I'm not going to submit to the spirit of the world. I'm going to submit to the spirit of the living God. I'm committing my life into the hands of the living, into the hands of the Holy Spirit. Then you turn against the spirit of the world and you start denying him. Because the Bible says, power, life and death is in the tongue. Now you're going to use your tongue to say, oh, Mr. Spirit of the world, I welcome you. Oh, I deny you. Your confession will make a change. Because I'm born again, I am what I am because of the confession which I made. The confession transforms things. All of you are born again because of the confession. Yes, and I was with him. They brought two photos. The one when he was not born again, and the one when he's born again. When you look at both of them, there's change. There's a difference between the one when he was born again and the one when he's not born again. That difference which you see into that photo is because of his confession. The day when he said that I'm born again, I welcome Jesus to be as my to be my personal savior in my life, that change began because of the confession. I don't believe that day when he confessed that he saw Jesus coming within him, but because of the confession, Jesus came in. Because of the confession, Holy Spirit came in. Then because of that confession, changes begin. Now, your confession will bring changes. Your confession will stop the spirit of the world to operate within you. Your confession will stop each and everything which you found out within your life to stop, either to embrace it. Is that clear? You to confess it. You to deny it. Because we need to deny it. You need to declare that from that this and this and this, you are not part of my life. I deny you from my life. I'm not part of you. Is that clear? Now, let's go to verse 8. We are Romans chapter 8, verse 8.
So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
You hear that? They were in the flesh, they cannot please God. We are not here on earth to please anybody. We are here to please God. There's most of people who are under flesh, who are under the spirit of the world, they want to please people. They rather sin against God than sinning against man. They want to please people. That's why you find that even our preaching churches have changed, because we want to please people. We don't want to hurt people. Because when we hurt them, they can leave the church. Now we have to find out the sweet words which we can preach to them so that they can become happy. Now we are many pleasers, but not God is pleasers. Do you know why? Because we are in the flesh. The Bible said that anybody who is in the flesh could never please God. We are here to praise God, not to praise man. Because you will never praise a man. You praise him today, tomorrow you can't praise him. If you praise him this month, the coming month, it's very dangerous, you might not. If you praise him 1 year, the second year, you won't believe what he... But when you praise God, then God is on your side. Remember, we live this life. We are not here on earth permanently. You cannot go beyond 100 years or 200 years. 50s, 70s, you are gone. You die. But when you go to your father, that's where you are going to live permanently. Now, instead of praising people whom you are with them for 50 years, you rather praise the one where you are going to be for all your life. Now, the Bible says that if you are carnal minded, if you walk after the flesh, you cannot praise God. I believe that all of us who are seated here, we are here to praise God. In all your Christian life, what you have to put in your mind, in your heart, that you do everything to see that God is praised. But when you do all things to praise men, you cannot praise them. That's why Saul, he lost the kingdom because he wanted to praise men. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 15, he wanted to praise men. He lost the kingdom. Even God rejected him from being a king because he wanted to praise men. We have a lot of people who are praising men. And some of them, God has already rejected them. They don't know that. Why? Because they are there to praise men. They submit, they disobey what God says. They disobey what God wants them to preach. They obey what people they want to preach. They want to, what they want to say, so that it can be so good and happy, and you miss everything. We are here to praise God. Do that all the days of your life. Make sure that you praise God every day. Because when you praise Him, He's your best friend. Always is faithful. Always is there for you. Men today, they are there, tomorrow they are not there. And therefore, we better praise our God. How can you praise Him when you are read by the Spirit of God? How can you praise Him when you submit to the Spirit of God? How can you praise Him when you submit to His Word? How can you praise Him when you repent every sin? Then you'll be able to praise God. But when you walk under the Spirit of the world, you will never. Instead of praising God, you are going to praise the devil. Mm-hmm. Can you read verse 9? Mm-hmm. We are read 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Romans 8, 9 and 10. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
You hear? But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Remember, we are examining ourselves. Examine yourself. Are you in the Spirit or in the flesh? Because that's what the Bible says here. He says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. But there comes a question. We don't want to just read it and we go. We overpass it. We need to find out, are we really in the Spirit, as the Bible says, or we are in the flesh? Examine yourself. Are you in the Spirit, or are you in the flesh? Because you will never ask God to take over until you realize where you are. Either you are in the flesh or in the Spirit. When you find yourself that I'm in the flesh, that's when you are going to ask God to release His Spirit so that you can live in life in Spirit. Now here said that you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit. For if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone have not the Spirit of Christ, is none of his. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you don't belong to him. Why you don't belong to him? When you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you have the Spirit of the world. The Spirit of the world will lead you against what God says. The Spirit of the world will lead you into rebellious, into unforgiveness, into unrepenting, into unrighteousness. That's the Spirit of the world which does. Therefore, you cannot belong to him when you live under the Spirit. Now, when you are in the Spirit of Christ, then you belong to him. Why? Because the Spirit of Christ will lead you into righteousness. He will lead you into repentance. He will lead you into changing, putting things right with God, forgiving everybody once you are led by the Spirit of God. It will lead you into submissive. You will submit. It will lead you into having teachable spirit when you can be taught and change. It will lead you in all the truth. He will lead you in all the ways of God and the will of God. Then you belong to Christ once you have the Spirit of God. Now tonight, I don't want each one of us to leave this place with the Spirit of the world. Because once you live with the Spirit of the world, then you belong to the devil. But when you walk in the Spirit of God, you belong to Christ. And hear me well, don't do it just for today or for 1 week. That is the life which you have to live in. We have seen people, since I have started coming here in U.S., you've heard people, they can come, when you preach the word of God, they are touched, they cry, they weep, after 2 weeks, they forget that, they go back, and they start doing what they were doing. When you come back, you cannot believe where they are. Now, today we don't just want to weep, we don't want just to cry, we don't want just to be excited, we need total change. So that you can forsake the other life into a new life, which you are going to live in until Jesus comes back. And in fact, that is repentance. You turn around. If you have been going the other side and you repent, you turn around and you go this side. But when you are excited, you are touched within 1 week, God forgive me, let today God I'm with you. Then after 1 week, 2 weeks, you go and start living the other form of life. Then that is not repenting. As if you are trying to bribe God. You cannot bribe God. Today when you deny the Spirit of the world, don't allow the Spirit of the world to control you anymore. If you deny everything which you found out that is operating within you today, don't allow it to come back within you. Change your life totally. Live God a life. Allow the Spirit of God to work what he wants within you. Be submissive to him. Be submissive to the word of God. Never repeat what you have been doing. I know the devil could come in trying to bring them back. But when you are read by the Spirit of God, you'll be able to realize them and you refuse them. And you refuse them. He will come bringing it back. But when you are read by the Spirit of God, you realize them and say, no, I don't need you and you'll never control me. By the assistance of the Spirit of God, it will never control you. We need to change totally. And we live godly life. Let's put things right with God permanently. Don't just today, tomorrow you are gone, next week you are so good, other week we don't understand you. That's not godly. The Bible verse saying, and if Christ be in you, that the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit of God, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. That means when you allow the Spirit of God to live or to rule within your life, to have upper hand, full authority over your life, He will bring righteousness within you. Godly light, righteousness, not your own. Because we are trying up to make up our own. But when we mean of about godly righteousness, the Holy Spirit knows how to deal with it. Now when He dwells within you, the Bible says, flesh is dead because of sin. Because the Holy Spirit will never lead you into sin. The Holy Spirit will lead you out of sin. The Holy Spirit will not allow you to live in sin. When you fell into it, He will tell you to repent it. There's living in sin and failing in sin. You can be tempted and fell in sin. The Holy Spirit will convict you and come out of it. But there's sin to become your part of your life. You live into it. That means you don't allow the Spirit of God to work within you. You don't submit to the Word of God and you start living into that. But when you allow the Spirit of God to dwell within you, the flesh is dead of sin. Why? Because all the time when you find yourself sinning, the Holy Spirit is there to assist you so that you are out of the sin. Then the sin shall not have power over your life. That's what the Bible says. But on your own, you cannot fight it. But under the Spirit of God, then you can fight it so that the sin should not have dominion over you. We need verse 11. Read verse 11 and 12.
Romans 8, 11 and 12. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh.
Hallelujah. Verse 12, it said, therefore, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. I believe when we talk about debtors or debts, you understand well that language, because all you hear everybody talking about paying bills. When you don't pay your bills, they call you in a court. You have to pay the bills all the time. Now also we have debt on the side of the Holy Spirit. We have a debt of living after the Spirit of God every day. We have a debt of living spiritual life every day. We have a debt of living godly life every day. We have a debt of following what the Spirit of God says every day. As you are paying your bills, pay you also that bill. As you are making sure that all my bills are paid, check even if this bill of the Holy Spirit is paid. You can pay all your bills every day, but you miss this bill too. You are so good, the government does not have any problem with you, but the heaven has a problem with you because you have not paid a bill. Now, make things clear. As you are paying everything for the government, make sure know that also you pay the bill for the heaven. Live a life after the Holy Spirit. The Bible said that as many are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Then pay the bill of being led by the Spirit of God in every time. In everything which you are going to do. In everything which you are going to say. In your life, pay that bill. When you wake up in the morning, ask the Spirit of to guide you, because he is there to lead you. Let Him guide you. Some of you think that, the Holy Spirit does not deal with my business. I can handle my business. I can handle my job. You are lying. He can handle even your business. He can handle even your job. Because remember, you are dealing with the people. If you have a business, you have to deal with the people. Everybody comes in his different way. Therefore, you need the Spirit of God to lead you in how you handle them. The place of work, you have your fellow workers, you have your bosses. You need the Spirit of God to lead you how you handle your bosses and how you handle your fellow workers and how you fulfill your job. Because even there, when you are outside there, the devil is tricking you to see that you sin. The person who can assist you to come to see that you don't sin is the Holy Spirit. Now, let him lead you in everything. Let him lead you in your personal life. Let him lead you in your business. Let him lead you in your job. Let him lead you when you are going somewhere. Tell him because he's there for that. Tell him because he wants to lead you. The Bible said those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, in everything, pay that bill. Every day. Every week. Every month. Let him lead you. Let me tell you something. When you do it for some time, it becomes part of you. When you do it, you ask him every morning to lead you in everything, to lead you, to guide you, then it comes part of you. You will never live without, you'll never do anything without asking him. Because it's part of you. That's the lifestyle which you start living. You live with him. He will warn you, don't do that. If you want to say anything, say that. Keep quiet. Wait for the right time. He knows when to speak. He knows how to speak it. He knows the right people to speak in. Because not every place that you have to talk. There's some places where you have to keep quiet. You can speak the right thing to the wrong people. But when you have the Spirit of God, will direct you to speak the right thing in the right time in the right people. When you don't allow him, you just talk. Instead of building, you tear down. Instead of building, you hurt. Why? Because you are not led by the Spirit of God. Now we need to let the Spirit of God to lead our life. Even if you are married, you have a wife, husband, the Holy Spirit can lead you. How you can handle your wife, how you can handle your husband, how you can handle your child, your children. Ask him, because he's there to lead you. The Bible says, let's read that verse. That's verse 14.
Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
You hear? As many as they are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Now, we need to be led by the Spirit of God. Let him lead our life, our families, our ministries, in everything which we do, let him lead us. When we are led by him, then we are sons of God. When we are led by him, we cannot sin. When we are led by him, we cannot find ourselves sinning against God. When we are led by him, we can submit to the word of God. When we are led by him, let me tell you, we cannot hurt one another. We can, when we are led by him, we can be submissive to one another. We can be we can love one another. We can mind about other people. We can do things to other people in the same way as we like them. Why? Because we are led by the Spirit of God. He's there for us. Yesterday I told you that this is not the best place for him to stay. He has a best place in heaven. But he's staying on earth here because of you. Because there are certain people whom he's supposed to lead. Because there are certain people whom he's supposed to prepare or to work on their life. There are certain people whom he's supposed to teach and lead them into all truth. Now that's why he's here. He's on the mission. He's on the mission. This is not his best place to stay. This is the world full of sinners. He wouldn't like to live here. But he lives here because you are there. He lives here because he's there for you. He wants you to work on you, to work with you, to prepare you, to change you. Then give him that opportunity. Open up your heart. Let him do that. Now, as I'm waiting, so that I can go into denying every spirit, everything which you realize, which is operating within you. When you have the spirit of the world, then you don't belong to God. When you have the Spirit of Christ, then you belong to Christ. The spirit of the world does not lead you into God's word. It's against God's word. The spirit of the world, it will create pride, unforgiveness, everything, all evil things. It will create them into you. But the spirit of the world, the spirit of God, he will create all the fruits of the spirit. When you read in Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. You find there from verse 21, you find out, find there all the fruits of the flesh, of the spirit. When you are read by the Spirit of God. Now today, I believe that you went back and check yourself. And you examine yourself. Now what we are going to do? Because I know that you have them in your papers, on your paper. The first thing, before you deny them, you have to repent. Because that's the life which you have been living in. You have been living in pride, hatred, unforgiveness, anything according to what you found out in your life. Now you have to tell God to forgive you. That's number one. Now number two is you to deny it. When you read in Romans, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21.
Proverbs 18, 20 and 21. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
You hear? Death and life is the power of the tongue. Two things, they are in your mouth. There's death and there's life. The spirit of the world leads us to death. The spirit of God leads us to life. Now today you are going to decide and say, no, I deny the spirit of the world. That's your confession. There's a power within your tongue. If you declare that from today, I deny the spirit of the world. You spirit of the world, I'll never submit to you again. That confession which you are confessing, spiritually it brings changes. You get me? And you start denying even things which you realize that are operating within you. You pride, from today, I deny you. You will never control again my life. Your confession to that spirit has to obey and go, because there's life and death within your tongue. Let me tell you, you can find some people who are hurted. Most of people are hurted. They're hurted because of the tongues. There's somebody who can come and speak to you and attack you with his words and feel that really they are tearing your spirit. That is the power of the word which goes through your body up to your spirit and tear your spirit. Now, the same words, if you can use it against the evil spirits, against the works of the spirit, the works of the devil, is that same power can break even that covenant of the spirit between you and those spirits. Now, after repenting, we are going to declare, speak to those things which you have written down. Unless you are telling me that I did not find anything, I'm okay. If you're okay, you go into that room and wait for us who are not okay. Is that clear? Maybe you are fine, you're okay. You'll go out and sit outside there and wait for us as we are putting things right. But if really you have certain things, this is the time where you're going to this now to announce against it and say, no, I don't need it. I don't need you from today. You know them. If you feel that you cannot make it well, ask somebody. Let him pray with you. Give him that prayer and say, please, I need to get out of this. I'm fed up of it. I need to get out of it. Then join your hands with him. break that. Declare that I don't want you in my life. I'll never submit to you. You never operate again within my life. You never have control over me. You mention it, then you speak against it. Because the Bible said that the life and death is the power of the tongue. Remember Jesus when he was teaching. He said that we shall command a mountain with our mouth. Those are mountains. Those are mountains. Now you are going to command those mountains, which have been controlling your life, which have been allowing the Spirit of God to flow within you. You have to deny it. You have to reject it. Reject it. Break it from you. Destroy its legal ground. Because everything it has got the foundation which empowers it. Now what is empowering that spirit to control you? That spirit of the world. That spirit of pride. That spirit of unforgiveness. Deal with it. Refuse it. Break it. Tell it, I don't want anymore to serve you. I've served you enough, but now I'm gone. I don't want. Then after that, then you welcome the Spirit of God to take over. You welcome the Spirit of God. You tell, Lord, the Spirit of the living God, I submit to you. Come and take your right position in my life. Let him come and take the right position in your life. Tell him, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, come and be Lord over my life. Be in charge. Take over. Promise him that from today you are going to follow him. From today, I'm going to submit to you. From today, I'm going to listen to you. From today, you are the boss of my life. Those confessions, spiritually, they are bringing something within your life. Is that clear? Now, that's what we are going to do. You know you have your paper. It's up to you. If you feel you need somebody to stand with you, take that paper to that person and tell him that this is mine. When I checked myself, this is what happened. Therefore, I'm determined to get out of it. I'm determined to come out of it. Today I'm stopping it. Is that clear? Don't wait for anybody to pray for you, because this is an issue between you with your God. You have to handle it by yourself. Because you have been handling it by yourself. You have been allowing that spirit to work within you, to lead you. You submit yourself to it by yourself. Therefore, when you want to come out of it, it is you to pull out of it. Therefore, don't wait for anybody to pray for you. This is something which you have to work on it with you. If you come to somebody to assist you, let me tell you, yeah, he's going to assist you to pray with you, but you have to be determined. Because this is your choice. This is your choice. You choose the life to live in. You choose which type of spirit to control you. You choose which type of spirit where are you going to submit. It's you to choose. Nobody can force you. Because I cannot force you, because even God cannot force you. Now, if God cannot force you, who am I to force you? It's you to choose. Is that clear? Now, that's that. I want to give you time. The first thing, as I've told you, is to repent. You can pull out your paper and start reading through it. Then after, repent. You can repent and pour everything before God. Then after that, you start rebuking those spirits, mentioning those things. Pride. I declare from today, I command you to get out of my life. I deny you. I refuse you. You never control me again. Unforgiveness. You never control me again. I command you to leave my life. The spirit of rebellion. I break you. I command you. Never control me again. I don't need you. The spirit of controlling other people. I don't need you. God mentioned them and, you know, I think you understand me. Is that clear? because I want to give you that time. Just me, what I want to do is just to come and I pray a closing prayer. That's that. But what I want is to give you that time, you with your God. Lord, the Holy Ghost, we need you, my God. Some people, they want to come out of that, but on their own they cannot. Father, lead us into the place of repenting, Lord. Holy Ghost, lead us. Lead your people to repent totally from the bottom of their hearts, my God. Point out everything, my God. Point out everything, Holy Ghost. Point out everything, my God. Give us the real repentance, my God. Give us determination to determine to come out of that life. The life of pride, the life of unforgiveness, rebellious, my God. Give us that grace of repenting and we come out of it, my God. Holy Spirit, this is your hour. Minister unto your our spirits. Minister unto our spirits. Minister unto our hearts, Holy Spirit. Oh God. God, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Father, the Bible says that someone who does not have your spirit does not belong to you, my God. We don't need to belong to anybody except to you. We don't need to belong to anybody except you, my God. We don't need to surrender to anyone except you. We don't need to surrender to any spirit except you. Therefore, lead us right now. Lead us, Lord. Thank you. Lead us, God. Holy Spirit, lead us. Lead us to the real repentance, my God, so that we can turn around, so that we can submit your word, so that we can be right with you, my God, so that we can do your will, so that we can walk in your ways, my God. Holy Ghost, you are our best friend. This is the time where we need you. Go on. If you feel that you need to continue to repent, go on, repent. If you feel that right now you want to attack those spirits, to deny them from your life, to command them to live your life, this is, you can do that. You can go on doing that. Any spirit which you have put, which you put on your paper, and you see that this has been controlling me, it has been operating in my life, therefore start denying it from your life. Speak to it and mention that name of it and said, you spirit of pride, today I deny you from my life. You never control me again. The spirit of rebellious, speak to it and say, I deny you. Never have authority over my life from today. And a spirit of unforgiveness, unteachable spirit, the spirit of judgment, speak against it, because life and death is in your power, in your tongue. You can command it. You can break that relationship. You can break that covenant, that legal ground which has been empowering that spirit to have upper hand over you. Break it, speak to it, deny it, refuse it. Tell it that today I deny you from my life. I deny you from my life. I don't need you anymore. I don't need you anymore to control my life, to control my life. Break it. Speak to it. Be determined. Be serious with those spirits, because they're not leading you in the ways of God. They're leading you somewhere. Therefore, be serious with it. Speak to it and break it. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. Any spirit, any godless spirit, attack it tonight. Any spirit of the world, tell it, you don't have authority over my life. You don't have authority over my life anymore. Go on. Oh God. God in Jesus' name. God in Jesus' name. Oh Robo. By doing that, you are cleaning the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are cleaning the house of the Holy Ghost. Because yesterday we saw that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. When you declare and you deny those spirits out of your life, you are cleaning it. You are cleaning the temple of the Holy Ghost so that he may have upper hand and full control over his house, over his life. Therefore, go on breaking, denying, diffusing every spirit of the world. Break it so that the Master, the Holy Ghost, may have a total authority, so that he may sit in his right position. Let him be in charge over your life, over everything. Let him be able to lead you, to lead you in everything. Oh God, you are awesome, God. Thank you for this time, Lord. Father, as we are declaring, every spirit of the world does not have authority over us. We break you, spirit of the world. We destroy you in Jesus' name. We command you that you don't have authority over our life. We command you that you don't have authority over our life. We refuse you to control us in the name of Jesus. We command you that never control us anymore. We destroy each and every agreement which we made with you right now. We break it by the blood of Jesus. We break the covenant between we and you, the world of the spirit. We break that covenant by the blood of Jesus. We destroy it from our life in Jesus' name. We command it to be broken in the name of Jesus. You spirit of pride, today we command you to leave our lives. We refuse you in the name of Jesus. We reject you in Jesus' name. You spirit of pride, we command you, will never submit unto you again in the name of Jesus. Leave our life in the name of Jesus. We command you, we destroy you from the legal ground. We command you to go. Leave our life. You spirit of rebellion, we command you to go. Spirit of rebellion, we reject you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of rebellion, reject you in the name of Jesus. We refuse you right now. Never have upper hand over our life. Your spirit of rebellion, never control us in the name of Jesus. Never control our life anymore. Never control our life anymore. Your spirit of rebellious, your spirit of Pride, you spirit of unforgiveness, unteachable spirit, we command you to live our life in the name of Jesus. We refuse you right now. Never control our life anymore. You spirit of controlling, we command you right now. Live our life in Jesus' name. We deny you. We deny you. We deny each and every spirit which is ungodly within our life. We command you to go. We deny you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit which is ungodly, which has been controlling our life, which has been having power over our life, we command it to be broken. We command you to leave our life. We deny you right now. We reject you in Jesus' name. Leave our life. Leave our life. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Not your spirit of pride. Not your spirit of rebellion. Not your spirit of unteachable spirit. Not your spirit of judgment and other things. We command you to leave. Leave our life. Never control us anymore. Never control us anymore in Jesus' name. Every spirit who does not allow the Spirit of God to take his right position within our life, and the spirit which does not allow the Spirit of God to take the right position within our life, we command it to be broken and live our lives in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We break each and every covenant by the blood of Jesus. Every ungodly covenant, every ungodly agreement which we made with the spirit of the world, we command it to be broken in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we command it to be broken. We deny each and every. Thank you. Every root of the enemy, every root of the enemy, we uproot it in Jesus' name. We uproot it in the name of Jesus. We destroy each and every seed within a godless seed within our life. We destroy it by the blood of Jesus. We command it to be broken and be destroyed in Jesus' name. We command it to be broken. We uproot each and every root of one of the enemy. We command it to be uprooted. We destroy it in Jesus' name. The Bible says that you gave us power to destroy and to break down. We are breaking down each and every spirit which is ungodly within our life, which have been controlling our life, which have been ruling our life, which have been leading our life. Oh, we break it in Jesus' name. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. We uproot it right now. We uproot it right now in Jesus' name. We uproot it right now. Uproot each and every spirit. Uproot each and every spirit. Uproot each and every spirit within your life. Uproot each and every spirit right now. Uproot it in Jesus' name. Uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it in Jesus' name. Every spirit. Every spirit which is ungodly, uproot it. Uproot that roots. Uproot that roots right now. Uproot it in Jesus' name. Uproot it out over your life. Out over your life. Out over your life. Out over your life. Out in your life. Out. Uproot it in Jesus' name. Out in the name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in the name of. Out right now. Out of life. Out in Jesus' name. Out. Oh, out, Lord. Out in Jesus' name. Out right now. We uproot it in Jesus' name. We uproot it in the name of Jesus. Out of our life. Out of our life.